Hello, sister friend. Before we begin, let's take a breath together. Inhale gently and exhale slowly again, deeper this time. Inhale and let it go. You are here now. That is enough. That is everything. You've just said yes to something most women never get asked. What do you want? Not what you should want. Not what you're allowed to want. Not what others expect you to want. But what you want. Deep down, beneath the roles, the guilt, the noise. And let me say this clearly, in case no one ever has. Wanting more does not make you ungrateful. Let that sink in. Wanting more joy, more rest, more connection, more ease, it doesn't mean you're greedy. It means you're honest. But somewhere along the way, we were taught otherwise, weren't we? We were praised for being content with crumbs. We were told that being low maintenance was a badge of honor. We learned to equate goodness with sacrifice, to say, I'm fine. Even when our souls were starving, and we carried that belief like a second skin until it became too tight to keep wearing. Sister friend, if you feel a quiet ache inside when someone asks what you want, if your answer is a long pause or a shaky, I don't know, you're not broken. You've just spent a lifetime prioritizing everyone else's dreams. And now, your own dreams are knocking. That knock isn't shame. It's permission. Let me ask you something gently. What have you been told about wanting? Maybe you heard, be happy with what you've got. Don't get greedy. Some people have it worse. You're too much. You're too old. It's too late. We've inherited those lies like old furniture, handed down from generation to generation, until we forget we never chose them. But now, you get to decide what stays in your soul and what goes. Let's name this out loud. Wanting more is not a sin. It's not a betrayal of your past. It's not an insult to your blessings. It's not selfish. It's sacred. You can hold gratitude and desire in the same hand. In fact, real gratitude says, I honor what I have, and I trust myself to expand beyond it. Let's slow it down here. Close your eyes if you can, or soften your gaze. Now breathe with me again. Inhale and exhale. I want you to picture the version of you that stopped asking for more. The one who quieted her voice, who tucked away her joy to make room for everyone else's comfort. Can you see her? Now, Dot, offer her something tender. Say, you did what you needed to survive. But I'm not shrinking anymore. You don't have to make a grand declaration today. You don't have to burn it all down. You just have to remember that your desires are data. They're not dangerous. They're divine. They're the breadcrumbs back to yourself. So today, you begin again. Not with a 5-year plan, but with a whisper. A whisper that says, I want something softer. I want to feel held. I want to laugh until my stomach hurts again. I want to be seen. I want to live like I belong to myself. You're allowed to want what you want. Even if no one understands, even if they judge you, even if you're just figuring it out, wanting more is not a flaw. It's a form of remembering. Remembering who you were before you were edited. Before you became palatable. Before you became the strong one. Before you got so good at silence. You don't have to earn your way back to joy. You just have to say yes to your own voice again. So, breathe. Let the lies fall away like ash. Let your truth return like light. Because, sister, friend, you are not asking for too much. You are asking for your life back. And we here at Rediscover Myself will be here walking with you every step of the way.